It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 22 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We've got a lot of basketball to talk about. Everybody's in full conference mode now. But before we do that, we're going to talk about the number 65. And a lot of number 65s, Tony, that stood out.
Yeah, again, and it's a lot of offensive linemen. That's where we're going to be while we're in the 60s for the most part. Gary Zimmerman, a Hall of Fame tackle, won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. I think he's had a cup of coffee with the Minnesota Vikings as well. Will Oates, good offensive lineman from the New York Giants. John Jackson, Steelers lineman in the 90s, Ring of Honor guy.
Always gets one of those Steelers.
Always.
Yeah. I've got a, let me show it to you. I've got a
listing of all Steelers ever.
Number. The best that's ever wore, the best Steeler that's wore every number.
Every number. Nice.
There it is. See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
And then Max Montoya, a guy that I really liked growing up. He was a guard for the Raiders and the Bengals. So we're still pretty offensive lineman heavy.
Yeah, and looking at Razorbacks, while he wore different numbers, Billy Ray Smith Sr. wore the number 65. He was a big part of their national championship team and those good teams in the 60s. Then Jimmy Walker, great defensive lineman for the Razorbacks, probably best remembered in that 1978 Orange Bowl victory over Oklahoma.
I best remember Jimmy Walker for Dynamite.
Right. Not quite the same guy. They didn't look just alike.
Okay.
He a little bit more, had a little more meat on his bones than that Jimmy Walker. Yeah.
Do you get the reference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he does, but nobody else
will. That's right. That's right.
Tyler will be getting calls through here saying, can you explain the Dynamite?
Yeah.
That's right.
I am blanking on. Is it Family Ties? Is it?
It's good times.
Good times.
That's right. Yeah. Family Ties was Michael J.
That's
Fox.
That's the one.
Yeah.
All those. See, I don't watch them. They all just meld together for me.
I understand. That's enough pre-game stuff. Let's talk about some basketball.
At Hometown Poultry Supply, they are not just equipment dealers. They're poultry growers, just like you. That's right, you listening right now. They know the struggles. They know the solutions. And they're there to help you succeed. From turnkey construction to upgrades and repairs, they have got your back. Hometown Poultry Supply, where they treat their customers the way they would like to be treated.
And it's time to talk about the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes. Man, both teams just blowing and going, Tony. Scrappers 11-1. Did take their first loss this last week, but that's to the top-rated team in 4A, the Mills Comets.
That's right.
And they beat them. And got to talk to Coach Worthen a little bit Friday night. Bo Bell injured out for the year, and that was his first game out. I'm sure that had a big mental effect. Plus, he's a great player.
Yeah.
But in both ways against the Mills Comets. So they got beat. They come back over to the Queen, though, and turn it around and beat the Leopards 61-55 in a game that was almost a 20-point game. I think they were 17 up, and then the Leopards came back on them. But
one-point game inside of a minute.
Yeah, but they ended up getting the victory there. So this week they're going to Hope, and then Friday they're going to play Magnolia. That's a big game right there.
Mm. It is.
Yeah, Magnolia's a big game. And Hope and Nashville, big rivalry game there too.
Yeah.
So a big week for the Scrappers and the Scrapperettes. They're 15-3 on the year now. They beat Mills 59-23 and came over Friday night and beat the Lady Leopards 69-42. One thing I'll say about Coach Paul Dean, he did what we talk about all the time, Tony. He called off the dogs before they got 30 points and got the clock running, got his kids some playing time. Some real playing time.
Yeah,
that's right.
I noticed that as well. And Coach Burgess put his subs in there, and the second team or JV, they got some real minutes, three or four real minutes, because you know.
Yeah.
And we do talk about that all the time.
Yeah, you know, so this week they have the same things. And you know, and again, as we talked about earlier, Scrapperette's probably the top of the heap in the conference. And but Magnolia's a good basketball team, probably going to be, you know, and we'll see how they fare against them. But looking forward to seeing how that goes this week for the Scrappers and Scrapperettes.
Whether you need a hardworking truck, a family SUV, or something built for adventure, your Gary Autoplex has you covered. For over 60 years, Scrapper fans have counted on York Gary to go the extra mile, and they're still doing it today. York Gary Autoplex, your home for the ride that fits your life.
Time to talk about Mena and the Bearcats. Tony, after kind of a slow start, have really picked it up.
I think they either started 0-4 or 0-5, mm-hmm. and now they're 9-6. Probably some of that has to do with getting their football players back in basketball shape, but they're having a really good season.
Yeah, they are. This week, two good wins.
Beat Clarksville 56-40, beat Batiste 73-60. This week they're at Pottsville. And versus Waldron on Friday, which is a big rivalry for the Bearcats.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, getting into conference action there against those teams. And Lady Cats, man, they're 15-2.
Yeah, they're having a really good year. Beat Clarksville 35-29, Batiste 55-18. And their schedule will be the same as the boys this week as they continue to roll. Into their conference.
Yeah, pretty dominating victories there, Tony.
Yep.
Looking forward to seeing how they do next week against Pottsville and Waldron.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossetot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossetot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossetot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossetotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossetotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
Time to talk about the Dirks Outlaws and Lady Outlaws. We're missing King Tut today, so
where's Jeff?
I don't know. I looked all over for him, and you could see him if you were here. So he's not here.
He's definitely not here.
Yeah, he's definitely not here.
Is there donuts in the studio somewhere?
I don't think so. But
that's the problem.
Anyway, we miss King Tut and wish him well. Hope he's back soon. But we'll try to muddle through the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws from last week.
We'll try to tuttle through it.
Yeah, we'll tuttle through it. the ladies, 14-5 on the year, Tony. They defeated Spring Hill 67-26 and Foreman 74-7. You know, they got a couple of girls out with broken hands. They only have like 7 players, I think, on the team. And every one of those.
They're all really good.
Yeah. Well, they've all started at one point or another.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of rotate all those kids around starting. And so they're all good. And, you know.
Are they eating nuts and bolts for breakfast?
I don't know what they're doing that, man. I'm going to tell you, I still, the most impressive thing I've seen or heard, I heard it, I didn't see it, mm-hmm. from this year is Addison Hill jumping up and getting the ball out that was stuck in the goal.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a girl do that, Tony?
I have never seen a girl do that.
Most boys can't do it because it gets stuck in there and it's hard to get out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, she jumped up and got it out. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
She had to punch it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get some fingers on it.
Yeah. Yeah. She had to get it hard enough to get it out of there. Yeah.
So I wouldn't know.
No. Yeah. I can't even remember those times. So. But anyway, ladies doing really well. How about the boys, Tony?
Well, the boys are 11-7 on the year, having a good year. They beat Spring Hill 56-40 and lost to a really good Foreman team. 60-57, a rivalry game there. So 11-7 on the year and having a pretty good year.
Yeah, they're having a really good year. This week they've got Murfreesboro at Murfreesboro, and then they're going to be home against Mountain Pine. Two conference games, and hopefully King Tut will be back to expand on that and talk about it more next week.
Expanding something he's really good at.
Yeah.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
Time to talk about the Cossatot River Eagles and Lady Eagles. Tony, last week, Eagles, tough week, had a couple of losses to Paris, 64-41, and Subiaco, 64-36. Lady Eagles, 5-8 on the season so far. They lost to Paris, 72-30. This week, they got Lamar, and Friday, they got Magazine, both on the road.
Mm.
Long trips, Tony.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever been to Magazine, and I'm not sure that I have.
Have you been to Lamar?
No.
Well, maybe you need to go with them this week.
Get Coach
experience
Barrett.
Arkansas.
Hold the bus up until I can get up there and find out where some of these places are.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Magazine, Mount Magazine,
mm-hmm.
Very beautiful place. Oh. Lamar's a suburb of Clarksville.
Okay. Well, we've been to Clarksville.
Yeah, we've been to Clarksville. So we may have even went through Lamar.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we did or not. I was so tired by the time we got there.
We was on the last train.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, Eagles and Lady Eagles both probably not where they want to be, but getting better.
Yeah, they are getting better. The Lady Eagles have had, if memory serves me right, at least one really tough year in a row, and they have improved from last year. So for the Eagles, they were senior dominated last year. I believe they had 7 or 8 seniors on their basketball team. That's just hard to replace.
Yeah.
And much like the Lions, just trying to get better.
This is Tony Stowers, and I'm here with Coach Dakota Barrett, the Cossatot River Eagles. And Coach, through the holidays now, and kind of feels like the halfway point of the basketball season. Where would you assess your team is at?
Well, I tell you, we're getting better. Our record don't reflect it much. We're linked 2-13 now. Our senior boys have put their head down and grown up a lot in the last week. And, you know, the sucky part is we've got a tough schedule. Our conference is pretty salty. Got Lamar and Subiaco in it. We played Subi Friday. Got Lamar tonight. And I got a bunch of guys that ain't shying away from it right now. And to me, in the last few weeks, we've learned how to fight. And our score is much more competitive. And when you talk about a rebuilding year and starting over from scratch, eventually somebody's got to put their feet in the ground and the buck stops with them and get things turned around. I think we're going to be all right come district tournament time.
Well, you know, I think you're exactly right. And yeah, a young team like yours, I mean, you had a bunch of seniors last year. It just takes some time and it takes some confidence and it takes some chemistry and all those to make a successful basketball team. And it's not like a microwave thing. It's more of a baking something together thing.
Well, you hit it right on the head there. You know, we've all got this way. Heck, I'm this way. We want things right now, right here, right now. And that's just not reality of rebuilding a program. And, you know, it ain't nobody's fault. We graduated 11 seniors last year. Them 11 were our first 11. This group that is starting for me is basically all seniors and one junior. We'll be in the same boat next year. It's tough, but it's the cards we're dealt. And I got a bunch of kids that are embracing it now. And, you know, we kind of got the attitude of come on with it. You know, we ain't scared of nobody. We've been beat 50. We know what it's like to win 50. We've been everything in between. We ain't scared of it. It's a privilege to play. And, that's how I think our guys are taking it. And, you know, we played Mena over the holiday break and here in our tournament. And Mena's Coach Peter does a great job with them. And, you know, they come in our house and we played the dog out of them. And I'm proud of our kids right now. We're putting together four quarters of pure effort. And I'll take that every day. So
absolutely. And can you tell me a little bit about the Lady Eagles? They've put together a couple wins here of late.
You betcha. You want to talk about probably my biggest blessing of the year is getting to be getting to coach with Coach Lyle and be his assistant. Watching the turnaround from last year to this year. Man, them girls struggled last year. For one, you've got a new coach, but two, they lost a ton. And they to have the year they did last year and to jump in this year, they've already won them 5 or 6 games, got things rolling in the right direction. Same deal. You know, they're in a tough conference, and his kids show up and battle every day. Now they're been able to add to their offense, and it shows. Gwen Bradshaw has showed up huge for us, really, really just anchoring us down low. And then Riley Manning, she's a junior guard and we talk about her a lot, but this year she's took a backseat role to scoring. And what people don't see is she facilitates everything for us, offense, defense. She's the motor that makes it go. And then we've got a couple seniors like Aspen Johnson comes in, just big motors. He's got a bunch of kids that believe in it right now, and it's showing up and reflecting on their scores. And, man, I'm just telling you, that's one of the best turnarounds I've ever seen, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. So,
man, that sounds awesome. Well, it is always good to check in with you. We'll be doing it from time to time. And, like I said, we're kind of at the halfway point and wish the Eagles and Lady Eagles nothing but success the rest of the way.
Man, I appreciate y'all, and I hope you have a good week.
You too. You take care, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members taking great pride in providing
providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And now it's time for my favorite part of the show. And that is the, whatever it is, it's the award show segment part of the program thing. And I'm excited for it. Sponsored by Hooked on Phonics.
Is it sponsored?
No.
We need a sponsor.
Well, it's individualism.
Yeah, but we need a sponsor for the whole thing.
Yeah, we do.
We really do need one.
Yeah. Let's kick it off.
All right, let's kick it off. Let's start out with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
Going to be Ellie Morphew. Ellie had 15 points and 18 rebounds, Dennis Rodman-like, versus Watson's Chapel, 14.7 rebounds versus Nashville. Ellie is at 714 on rebounds for her career. There ought to be something given away for that.
Can't argue that. Domtar Panther Player of the Week, Tony.
Going to be Kaylee Dancer. She led the Pantherettes this week.
I've heard that name before.
A couple of times.
Now we're going to go to the Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Isaiah Samuels going to be our Line Player of the Week.
And the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week will be?
A young man we've talked about before, Hayden Easter, will be our Gator Player of the Week.
All right, we move on to the Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
Jonte Taylor, 19 points and 13 rebounds versus DeQueen Friday night.
All right, and the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week, and that's going to go to Rayleigh Walston. Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week will be?
Going to be McKinley Sullivan for the Lady Cats, who are having a great year this year.
All right, and we'll move on to the Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week.
Skylar Alexander had 12 points in the loss to Hayworth.
Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Gwen Bradshaw for the Lady Eagles.
I've heard that name before, too.
Me, too.
Yeah, now we move to the Area Awards, and the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area is going to be?
A young lady we seem to talk about every week in one way or another is Natalie Dorsey from the Horatio Lady Lions.
And the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area will be?
Going to be Demetrius Shelley from the Nashville Scrappers, 27 points and 10 rebounds on the week for the Scrappers.
All right, and the overall Mud Creek Design Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area and the winner of the T-shirt this week?
Going to be Landry Ligon. Congratulations to Landry for going over 1,000 points for her career as a Lady Leopard.
Nice.
Yeah. A fine young lady and a really, really good basketball player.
Yeah.
And we've got one more thing to do. We've got the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week this week, and that will be?
Going to be that rivalry between Horatio and Foreman. And
better bar the doors.
That's exactly right. And get there early.
That's right. It'll be full, and it'll be blowing and going.
All right, I think that wraps up all of the high school area sports, but we always love hitting on some more national topics, and this talk is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. For all your pre-owned car needs, hit up Mina Pre-Owned today.
All right, thank you to Mina Pre-Owned for sponsoring this segment, and we're going to start off talking about the NFL playoffs. Tony, anything surprise you from the first weekend of the wild card games?
Well,
just I know there's one game left. Your Steelers.
There's one big, huge game left.
Yeah, your Steelers against the Texans. But other than that,
that all the games were they were great games. A lot of times you get to this first round of the playoffs and there's a lot of blowouts and things like that. That was not the case this year. Rams edged the Panthers. A lot of people thought was going to be a blowout. Rams win by 3. The Bears and the Packers game was an incredible game.
Horrible game.
Well, depending on who you was rooting for, I guess.
Well, it was incredible, but neither team deserved to win that game. They just both played, at different times, played really poorly.
Right.
And now, you know, the comeback was amazing.
Well, I bet you Toto would be up for a replay of that.
I bet he would.
They can play tomorrow.
Yeah, I bet he would be too. But, I think didn't mean to interrupt
That's
you,
okay.
But I was just thinking, you know, when I watched that game, when you're down in the first half, I can't remember what it was, but you're on your own 35-yard line. It was 30-something yard line. And you go for it on fourth down. That's not football. I don't know what you're doing when you do that.
Yeah.
To me, you're giving up. Now, they ended up winning the game, which just goes to show you how bad that Green Bay played. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something about that game that you see it over and over again. Momentum.
Yeah.
And little things that you think don't matter, they clanged an extra point.
Yeah.
And that was a turning point in that game, Tony.
Well, there was a time in the NFL where – If you had a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter, I mean, you could turn it off and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That same team could lose by 2 touchdowns in the NFL anymore. Nobody can hang on to a lead.
No.
Nobody can.
No. It was crazy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Bills and the Jaguars may have played the best game of the day.
Yeah.
Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence kind of dueled it out. And Josh Allen, you know, a lot of people think that this might be the Bills' year because all Mahomes is not in the playoffs and some of these other great quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, people like that. But Josh Allen is banged up, and he's even more banged up after yesterday. And I have a hard time seeing them going to Denver and beating the Broncos after the Broncos get a week of rest.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I did think they would beat Jacksonville, but it was close.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was just right to the end, I don't know. I'm not sure anybody can beat Denver.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that at home, I'm not sure anybody can beat them either.
That's what I'm thinking.
And the Eagles and the 49ers, I know this broke your heart to see the Eagles get beat.
Yeah, I hated that. We're going to have a new champion.
That's exactly right, and, you know, the 49ers, another team that's really beat up, you know, that's got several injuries, and now they've lost George Kittle for the rest of the playoffs. So tough break for them. As far as the score, the margin of victory goes, the worst game of the weekend was the one last night between the Patriots and the Chargers, but there was still a really good football game as the Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3, especially if you like defense.
Yeah, that didn't hurt my feelings either.
Well, you're a big Jim Harbaugh fan,
I know. Anytime they lose, I like it. But you know, going back to the San Francisco Philadelphia game, you know, they play a really good game, beat the defending champions. Guess what they get? They get to go to Seattle and play the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Man, the Seahawks, you know, I don't know that. Well, I'm not going to say that. I started to say that these two teams, you know, they've really separated themselves this year, though.
They have.
Denver and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And
which in the NFL means they're getting ready for a butt kicking.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
But of course, the one game left tonight is the Texans at the Steelers. And we already know because of the results earlier in the weekend that the winner will play at New England. Steelers have already beat New England once this year. I don't know if the Texans and the Patriots have played, but if this, you know, the Steelers could pull out a win today, I'm not sure they could have got a better draw in the second round. I'd rather play New England at New England than the Bills in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've been called a dogmatic optimist before, not in a football sense, but in a religious one. I think the Steelers, this game tonight will be a really good football game. I think the spread is 3 points, and I think that's the kind of game it'll be. It'll be a 3-point game one way or the other.
Yeah, I believe so, too. And you know, looking forward to whoever plays the Patriots, I keep thinking Drake May's going to mess up. I mean,
the Steelers did force him into 4 or 5 turnovers in their first meeting.
Yeah. And so I think that may be something that happens. Maybe not. I mean, he's doing really well. So
he is.
But anyway, when you look at that, and so we'll leave out the Steelers or the Texans versus the Patriots. What game of the second half are you looking forward to most?
I think Kyle Shanahan right now is the best coach in the NFL. And I think if anybody could go in Seattle and beat the Seahawks, it's the 49ers, even without George Kittle. Yeah. So that's probably that one.
Yeah, I like that game, too. I just hope they're not too beat up.
Yeah.
You know, I like that game. You know, I also am going to enjoy watching Buffalo and Denver. That'll be fun. Because one of the things about Denver, at least Buffalo plays in cold weather. So that cold weather is not going to have the effect at Denver that it does for some teams.
Right.
And so
Rams and the Bears have a chance to be a good game.
Yeah, it could be a good game too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really could be. So moving on from that a little bit, coaching changes, Black Monday was last Monday, and we find out a lot of coaches got fired.
Well, we did find out as far as the Ravens were concerned, the Steelers-Ravens match last week was basically loser leaves town.
Yeah.
And John Harbaugh actually did have to leave town.
Yeah.
He was fired by the Baltimore Ravens after 18 years of relatively successful. I mean, a lot of teams would have loved to have had the success the Ravens have had.
Oh, yeah.
Over the last 18 years. And the Ravens say, no thanks.
Yeah.
And I always say this, and what's happened in college football is a perfect example. Penn State firing James Franklin and ended up with Matt Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Lateral move at best.
Oh, it's not. I don't think it's even lateral.
I know.
Yeah.
But give them the benefit of the doubt. That's
plus, they're paying that big buyout.
Uh-huh.
But, for the Ravens, who's out there that they think's better than John Harbaugh?
I don't know. Maybe they think they're going to get the Pittsburgh coach.
Get Tomlin. Well, I imagine the win last week probably solidified Tomlin probably coaching in Pittsburgh for at least another 3 or 4 years, as long as he wants to coach there.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the things, Jason, what's his last name? The coach for the Cowboys.
They're, Garrett.
Yeah, Jason Garrett. Their team's looking at him. I think they're looking at him.
Well, you know, and that's the NFL. The NFL is a retread league, man. They just instead of looking into the college ranks and trying to, you know, be a little innovative, everybody just looks for a retread. Wouldn't surprise me if Rex Ryan gets on somebody's radar.
That defensive guy for San Francisco, Saleh, who was a Jets coach, and was
he's
horrible.
On a lot of teams' radar. Oh, yeah. They were awful.
I think that
he had Aaron Rodgers, and they were awful.
Yeah, he's got like 6 or 7 teams looking at him.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know, I guess they gave up on Ah, man, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Yeah, McDaniel.
McDaniel, yeah. He's been a head coach a couple of times, but he never did well. And I hadn't heard anything about the Raiders. Fortunately, Pete's gone. It's time for him to go.
Put him out.
I'm tired of watching him chomp gum. he's the best gum chomper I've ever seen. But I don't know about coach. But
would you see where the Dolphins have hired Troy Aikman to kind of advise them on coaching decisions and quarterback decisions and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I talked about it, and I'd even seen on social media where the Dolphins are really interested in John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
A little side note with that, Lamar Jackson, that's where he's from.
Yeah.
Is Miami.
Yeah.
So you just wonder, what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, didn't they let Tua go too?
I'm not sure that it's official yet, but yeah, they give every indication that they're going to let Tua go.
Yep. And
there's timing in that that has to do with the salary cap. They may have to wait till March to do it or something like that. But Tua's not going to be playing quarterback for the Dolphins next year.
Yeah, and Matt Ryan, they hired him as president of football operations for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
And so interesting bringing an old quarterback back. And I think, as we look at all this stuff, I used to be naive enough to believe that it was all about wins and losses. It's all about money. More so than anything else. And I think that's where Harbaugh fell in. They just didn't get over the hump enough times. He was right there. Yeah. But he didn't get over the hump enough times. They said, we're going a different way.
Well, and I think a lot of how good a coach you judge John Harbaugh as is what's your opinion of Lamar Jackson. Because a lot of people think Lamar Jackson's a top five quarterback. I do not.
No.
But a lot of people do. And they think that the Ravens ought to be in the Super Bowl talk every year. Now, you've got Derrick Henry, too.
Yeah.
That ought to put you in the Super Bowl top.
Yeah, but here's the deal is they're all getting old. So now when they go down, this new coach, they're going to blame that on Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And then they can rebuild.
Well, that's what the saying? Ravens are going to have to do.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they'll blame it on Harbaugh.
Yeah. I mean, if depending on what the Browns and the Bengals do with a really good move or two, the Steelers could own that division again for a while.
Yeah.
It depending on where they go with Tomlin and Rodgers. Rodgers is already saying he wants to play another year for the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, it probably a mistake.
It's a mistake for the Steelers.
That's what I meant. We'll see what happens with that. But, that's the thing about – we talk about these other coaches. Tom Brady's involved with the Raiders to a large extent. And I think that they're realizing that some of these guys have some input that can be valuable to them, and I think that's probably not a bad thing.
No.
I mean, we've talked about Tony Romo and the way – I mean, if you don't care for either team, in my opinion, he's one of the best announcers
There's no doubt about
it. And he gets hard time all the time.
Well, it's got to be Cowboy haters. But I think there's no way you could pay a coordinator what Tony Romo is making as a broadcaster.
No.
But he could be my head coach or play caller.
Oh, yeah.
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 And so, I don't know. When teams line up in formations and he's watched so much film that he can tell you what the play's going to be.
Yeah.
That guy needs to have a headset on.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Or in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, moving on to college football, we're down to the national championship game, which will be played as we record this a week from tonight on the 19th, and it's Miami at home against Indiana. Think that's going to help Miami any?
Yeah.
Can't hurt them, can it?
It can't because I've read, and I never knew this until Indiana started being relevant, which is lately, that they have the biggest alumni fan base in America. Indiana does. And that Google it. and
bigger than Notre Dame's?
Yes, they have the biggest alumni fan base in America. They went to at the game the other night. I mean, it was. Oregon had a few people there. You saw a little green, but it was dominated with red, and so I imagine Indiana will travel well to Hard Rock. for that game. Greg's Googling it as we speak.
Oh, they will travel well. But and there'll be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people there. There you go.
What it says, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, you just don't, you wouldn't think that a school like Indiana would run that many people through their university. The requirements must be really low. But but they do. They have one of the biggest, it may be the biggest alumni fan base, which may explain where, a lot where that quick NIL money came from for them.
Yeah, could be. And surprisingly to me, Notre Dame's not in the top seven.
Well, Notre Dame's a tiny university.
Yeah.
I've been there. My dad had a, when his little league baseball players played professional baseball, and he had a stop in South Bend, which is the double A team. At that time, they all move around now, but they were the double A team for the Diamondbacks. And they had a night where that they honored the kids' little league coaches. So I took my dad to South Bend, and they had him out on the field and things like that. But one of the things we made a point to do was go by Notre Dame. Notre Dame's the actual campus is no bigger than Marshall. No bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not huge.
No.
But they've got, maybe that's the difference between alumni and fan base.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right. So that's something. Moving on, talk a little bit about Razorback basketball. They stunk Saturday. How's that? But, you know, they came out of that week 1-1 with two road games in the SEC. I probably would have taken that.
But not the way it happened.
Well, they didn't need to play like they played. But, man, Auburn just got hot, and they couldn't stop them.
Yeah.
And that happens sometimes. It's one of those burn-the-tape games, you know, that you just got to move on and forget about it. You played poorly. The other team shot lights out, and just move on and try to do better this week, because they got South Carolina this week. And then a week from tomorrow night, Tuesday night, they've got Vanderbilt, who's undefeated.
Who do they play Wednesday?
Wednesday they play South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
And that's home?
That's at home.
You going?
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That depends on you.
So. I've told you to go.
I know. And I probably am.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, a little disappointed in that. But, you know, do you not think that you're going to have one of those every year? Most teams do.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have a clunker.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. And
when you start having multiple ones is when you got to get worried.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But anyway, I'm going to guess they have to come to Bud Walton at the end of February. I bet you it'll be a different story. You want to bet? I'll bet you that right now. But anyway, looking at the next thing we got down, Tony's got, is the JMU Indiana Vanderbilt connection. And, you know, what he's talking about there is JMU, their head football coach, Signetti, went to Indiana. Their head basketball coach, whatever his name is, don't know it.
Mark Blyington.
Okay, he went to Vanderbilt. They're both doing incredibly well.
Vanderbilt's undefeated.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Undefeated.
Is undefeated.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to say Indiana's
JMU juju.
Yeah. Indiana's got a better shot at going undefeated than Vanderbilt.
I'm going to say you're right.
That's
the reason that's on there. And I beat this to death like a rug on a clothesline. But there's a lot of good coaches out there coaching at these smaller schools that if given a chance, they're better than any retread you could find. I really believe that. And this is just another example of it.
And I don't argue with you one bit, but it's still about money. And who can get the most money. You know, and I that's what I think. But
I'd say Vanderbilt has plenty of money.
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably do.
They got a lot of smart people.
I saw one of their quarterback was one of the top 10 NIL paid players.
Yeah.
Got like $3 million.
He's a little mouthy, too.
Yeah, I know it. I know. But, you know, anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Lots of basketball going on, finishing up football here, and anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think as far as national stuff, I think we have about covered it. It'll be interesting to see. We'll have interesting discussion about the NFL playoffs next week, and We'll really be on deck with the national championship football game. So,
who are you picking for that?
Probably Indiana. I don't know how you pick against them.
Yeah, I'm going with Miami.
Are you?
Yeah.
Tuttle, he was here in August saying he thought Miami was going to win the national championship. Uh-huh. So I'm sure if he's here, he'd stick by that. But,
yeah.
Man, I mean, Indiana, they're not only beating people, they are thrashing people. They thrashed Alabama. They thrashed Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I just I can't imagine that Miami's that much better than Alabama and Oregon.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But they're due for a little off game. And we'll see. Hey, I'm going to tell you, my heart, Indiana.
Yeah.
I don't like Miami, and I probably never
nothing
will.
Nothing against Cignetti, but, I mean, he's over there, and a call goes against him or a play doesn't go. He looks like Forrest Gump standing over mm-hmm. there. And I just
that's because he already knows the outcome, Tony.
He very well may. He's got something going on. I'm not sure if he's made a deal with the devil or what's going on, but Cignetti definitely has him rolling.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, that's it for another week of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We appreciate all the people that sponsor us each week. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate the coaches, the play-by-play guys, anybody that gets us information. We just appreciate you for doing that. And most of all, we appreciate the kids because we couldn't do it without them. And that's who we do it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.